Wishing you a beautiful Thursday. I hope your week is going really well so far. And today we are moving on to the father healing aspect of our ancestral healing, following on from Tuesday's teaching around your mother healing. So in your little notebook, which I do hope you have at this stage because we've done lots of writing over the course of the last few weeks, I would like you to write down how you would describe your father, how you would describe your relationship with your father, and how other people would describe your father. And you literally write down sentences or words, whatever comes to mind around that. And then what you're going to do is you're going to think about your father and think about his life and think about what things happened to him in his life that may have caused him to do good things, may have caused him to do negative things. And after you do that, then you're going to reread those statements again and see if there's any more, I suppose, a shift maybe may have happened between, say, for example, you wrote down my relationship with my father was difficult. And then you've gone on and kind of looked back in his life and looked at his, what has happened for him and his life and his situations. And then you read that statement again and it feels, even though it was difficult, the energy of that doesn't feel as harsh as you read it the second time. Now, as I said on Tuesday, when you're doing your mother healing, there are some things perhaps that are too difficult, maybe that have happened in your relationship with your parents individually, that maybe you feel you can't forgive and you can't move on from. Ancestral healing is allowing you to be able to move forward from things, but if you feel that you can't move on from something properly, or not even forgive but allow yourself to even come into a place of acceptance, that's completely fine. Don't push yourself in any of this if it feels uncomfortable. On the flip side of that, you may have had a good relationship with your dad or your mum based on the work you did on Tuesday, but maybe there's just things that are unspoken. So maybe you know your dad, for example, isn't able to express how he feels, but you know he absolutely adores you through his actions, and then therefore maybe you don't tell him how you feel. So there's stuff that's unspoken. Maybe your dad has passed and you didn't get to say the things you wanted to say to him, and maybe he's still here and you still have an opportunity to do that. Even if someone has passed over, we do still have a chance to connect in with their soul energy and to say those things that we want. But really what we're doing here is starting the healing process for yourself, because no matter what has happened, some things will be extremely traumatic, some things will be grand, you know, they were just a little bit off, and some things will be great. But for healing, it is about allowing us to come into a place where things don't have that negative impact on us when we think about it or when we speak about it. And that we are not as affected by things and, as I said, impacted by those situations in our present life. So I'd love you to do that today, and allow yourself to see your parents as well as people, you know, individual people who started off in this life, you know, as a little baby, and what happened in their life to bring them into where they want to be. Now, in the class the other day, we spoke about, someone asked a question about whether you could see behavioral patterns that would be, say, the same in a grandfather that would be in a grandchild, okay? Some things around behaviors are personality traits, okay? So we can't change somebody's personality. And I think this is a big part of looking at the healing, that even doing the healing, say you're doing it with one of your parents, or one of your grandparents or a sibling or something like that, you can't change who they are. So when we think about healing, you're not going to all of a sudden wake up and you've done all this healing on yourself and they're just suddenly a different person. That's not going to happen here. And I just wanted to say that because this is a really important part. The healing energy is to heal you, is to heal, like I said a moment ago, that you're not as impacted, you're not negatively as affected, you're not as triggered by events to do with other people. But that it will send back a healing energy through other people in the family who are past and present, and it brings an opportunity to them to look at their own healing. They have a choice of whether they do that or don't do that. So you are only responsible for your own healing, and even though it can spread back through the family, and this is part of what we're doing it, and it can spread forward into the future generations, you are only responsible for yourself. And that is what you have to remember. So as much as you can do this work for you, that's really ultimately what this is about. It's so that your life can have more flow, that the blocks that you might be experiencing can be released, that the patterns that you're stuck in can also start to become undone. This is healing for you, okay? So I hope that helps, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.